This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know what this country has? The potential to be the greatest country in the history of the world. And we already have become that. America's potential, the inherent potential of America, is to be the leader of the world and to be the freest country in the world, to be a shining beacon of liberty, of independence, of capitalism, of free market, of strong people to the rest of the world. Now, liberals have destroyed that. Obama was the worst, and his cabinet and liberal media have been trying to bring this country to its knees, bring this country to heel for decades now, and we're finally coming back. Now, Trump is not perfect, and it's not even possible for Trump to even try to address all the issues in 4 or 8 years of being president. But if President Trump can continue to put fuel in the jet boosters of the rocket ship that is the United States of America, then it only gives America the potential to be great. Now, the rest is up to us. The rest is up to us in the midterm elections. The rest is up to us to not be fat and lazy and stupid and to be entitled, but to actually go out there and work hard and build a future. And that's what they're trying to stop right now. But this is a grind. I always like to make sports analogies. Some games are easy. You can make a bunch of threes and win the game. Some games are tough. You get beat. This is a grind. The 4 years under Trump is going to be a grind, folks. So just stay the path. Get informed on your local elections. Inform other people. Share our links. Share our videos. Get the truth out there. Just overwhelm the system with new media. Overwhelm the system with the real facts, the reality of the world we're living in, the reality of the Obama administration, the reality of the Trump administration. Just overwhelm your friends, your family, social media. Inject truth into the fake reality that's been sold to us for so long. Now, David Knight's about to take over. I don't know if he's going to cover this or not, but it was funny when I saw this story. Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett joins Lyft board. Now, Lyft is a ride company, a rideshare company, much like Uber. And I immediately saw this, and I felt like there was something fishy here. Now, let's remember, Valerie Jarrett is a close friend of Barack Obama. In fact, so close that she's living in his new million-dollar compound in D.C., you know, the good liberal Barack Obama, who's against the rich, you know, against the 1%, the nice liberal who quadrupled his worth, probably quintupled it, goes and hangs out with billionaires right after he gets out of office. But so Valerie Jarrett joins the Lyft board, and as soon as I saw this, I thought, that looks like a sabotage. So I don't know. I don't know if I trust Valerie Jarrett at Lyft, because you've got Uber right now. Uber's entire game plan, Uber's entire profit structure is based on self-driving cars. If self-driving cars are not the norm, if self-driving cars have not taken over the travel economy by probably 2030, Uber is dead. Uber's already broke. Uber's already miserably failing. They can't even treat their drivers well, but they need a save. And if Lyft, a competitor of Uber, just happen to be sabotaged or go down, all of a sudden that might give Uber another chance at life, because they are 100% relying on self-driving cars. That's Uber relying on self-driving cars in order for their business to be profitable. And by the way, the formerly ousted, I forget his name, the guy who was in charge of Uber who left, is now thinking he's coming back. So again, it's all just kind of shifty, and you got to keep your eye on these type of things. This is how politics gets involved in free market industry to try to corrupt it. That does it for me today. David Knight, a fresh horse, a thoroughbred out of the stable, hosting the third hour. Scaramucci is out. Anthony Scaramucci is out. Why? Why is he out? David Knight will have more. Stay tuned. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars.com/show.
Bean Building self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products of DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 31st, 2017. It just keeps churning. We've now heard that Anthony Scaramucci has been fired as White House Communications Director. We'll have more information on that as it becomes available. But remember, it was last week on InfoWars that we had Roger Stone break the story that there was going to be a major shakeup at the White House. Everybody was looking at Attorney General Sessions and the tweets that Donald Trump was putting out at the point, trying to get him to do some investigations on the people who have really been hacking our election. And everybody believed that he was going to be the first one to go, and it was Roger Stone who said, well, actually, it's going to be the chief of staff in the White House, and he gave us three names, and it turned out that all of that happened 3 days later on Friday. So that was on Tuesday. On Friday, it actually happened, and one of the names, General Kelly, was the one who now, less than a week later, is the White House chief of staff. I want to take a look at a story that was broken by InfoWars, Dr. Jerome Corsi, back in April. And this is a story that was ignored even more so than the mainstream media ignored the story about the Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That didn't get much traction, but it did get some traction in the free media. The mainstream media essentially ignored it, but the free media talked about it. But the free media really hasn't talked about this story. As a matter of fact, we've had Breitbart push back on this as it's starting to come to a head this weekend. And that is that Obamacare is really fake subsidies. Let's talk about how they really got the subsidies. You know, the metric has now become, it was always sold as the Affordable Health Care Act, but now the metric has become how many people are insured. And, of course, key to that are the subsidies. And so what they're scoring this is not the affordability, not is it going to get insurance rates down, not is it going to get health care costs down. Is it going to bring competition? No, no. It's all about how many people we can subsidize and control from Washington. And how did they get these subsidies? Well, the subsidies were created by theft. And the mainstream media didn't talk about it when Obama did it. And they're not talking about it when Jerome Corsi exposed this. And there's a lot of people, the people who had the money stolen from them, investors in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they were talking about it. They were talking about it on Twitter, hashtag Fanniegate. Jerome Corsi investigated it, broke it down. I've talked to him at length. Alex has talked to him at length. As a matter of fact, at one point about a month ago, when Jerome Corsi was here in Austin, he and I broke down this in about an hour-long video. And we go back. This all began with the TARP bailouts. That's why when Donald Trump tweeted this weekend and he said, if a new health care bill is not approved quickly, bailouts, and he puts it in uppercase, bailouts for insurance companies and bailouts for members of Congress will end very soon. He knows precisely what this is about. And, of course, we had Health and Human Services Director Price go on NBC's Face the Nation yesterday. And he talked about the fact that there is a current court case that's there. And let me just break down this one-hour discussion for you real quickly. When we had the meltdown and Fannie and Freddie were part of this, and again, what are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Essentially, they are government-backed loans. And so we've had a lot of investors. My dad, when he was alive, and his portfolio, and he's passed on a long time ago, and so has his portfolio, quite frankly. So I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not one of the investors. Nobody in my family is. But people who wanted to invest conservatively, my dad was never into get-rich-quick schemes. He was into just, honestly, getting rich. And that's the way that you do get rich. He didn't get rich, but that's the way that you provide for your retirement. He wanted to buy mortgages. Those are safe. But even safer are government-backed mortgages. So he had a lot of people preparing for their retirement, a lot of pension plans that were preparing for retirement that invested in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They were considered to be very safe investments. But then we had people who were put in charge of it, who started making bad loans, just like the banks did. They made tens of millions of dollars in commissions, and they bankrupted Fannie and Freddie. Now, when the government took that over and turned it into receivership, it became profitable, and nobody talked about how Fannie and Freddie came back in a few years and became profitable. When Obama could not get the House to fund the subsidies for Obamacare, he went to the profitable, now profitable Fannie and Freddie, and he just stole the money. Now, he called it a net asset sweep. Maybe he could have called it civil asset forfeiture. That's what they do in the drug war. They want something, they just come up with a fancy name for it, rename the theft, call it net asset sweep or civil asset forfeiture, doesn't make any difference. But, you know, when the lawyers steal your money and the government steals your money, they come up with a clever name for it. So it just isn't outright theft, but it was outright theft. They stole from the investors, and they took all of the money. That's why they mean a net asset sweep. They swept all the money, all the profits that were coming into the Treasury from Fannie and Freddie. Instead of it going to the rightful investors, he used it to subsidize insurance policies. Now, the House sued, and they went to a judge, and the judge says, well, according to the Constitution, the House is supposed to appropriate the money. And they didn't do that. So you appropriated it with your five fingers and just stole it, and you can't do that. So the court ruled against the Obama administration in favor of the House and said, you don't legally have a right for that money that you're using for subsidies. So promptly, the Obama administration's Attorney General, Eric Holder, to keep this Ponzi scheme going, appealed it and continued to steal the money. So that case is still under appeal. And as Jerome Corsi pointed out, back in April, he said Trump can bankrupt Obamacare with the stroke of a pen. With the stroke of a pen. And here's what he has to say in a follow-up article today. He says, we predicted this back in April. He says, all President Trump must do to repeal Obamacare is to sign an executive order instructing the Solicitor General to withdraw the Obama administration's appeal in federal district court case U.S. House of Representatives versus Burwell. And he gives the full legal description. The point is, he says, the Congress never funded any taxpayer funds to pay the low-income insurance subsidies that are at the heart of making Obamacare work, if we could in fact say that Obamacare is working. But that is the key thing. That's what they want to put out there. The fact that these people are going to lose their health care coverage is now the metric that is being used by the Office of Management and Budget or in the Congressional Budget Office to score this and to say, we can't mess with this because we're going to have people losing their insurance. Well, they don't have it. They're stealing the money to fund this. And the court has sided with the House of Representatives to say these are fake subsidies. End the fake subsidies. It can be done. And, you know, when I looked at this and I tweeted this out earlier today, somebody said, well, you know, Trump should have done this from the very beginning. And I said, no, actually, I disagree. I disagree. I agree with him taking his time to make this happen. Because think about what's going to happen now at this point. If Trump does, with a stroke of a pen, stop these subsidies, which is about 36% of them, there is going to be hell to pay. There is going to be a real civil war. All these people are still patting them on their themselves on the back, the Republicans and the Democrats and the establishment, for having kept Obamacare, which if Mitt Romney had won, it would have been Romneycare. We'd already seen it in Massachusetts. Paul Ryan was his running mate. He would have made sure that it went through. He's made sure that it stays there. And, of course, McCain would have done the same thing, too, if he had become president. So this was something that the establishment wanted for a long time. It's something they wanted to deliver to the insurance companies, a massive crony capitalist scheme here that rewards the insurance companies. Their profits have tripled with this for the group insurance. They haven't tripled for individual subsidies. They're pulling out of markets for individual subsidies. And, interestingly enough, in skinny repeal, what were the two things that they were coming at that they were just trying to repeal? Only two things. The individual mandate, why? Because the insurance companies are losing money. The other thing that they tried to repeal were taxes on medical devices and other medical products. You don't make health care more affordable by taxing medical devices and other medical products. And the individual mandates were not making money for the insurance companies, so those were on the table. But out of spite, John McCain got his moment of glory, his parting moment of glory, where he could stand there and shove this down Donald Trump's throat. So Donald Trump, I think, wisely waited and said, I'm going to let the GOP have a chance to keep their promises. I know that Eric Cantor was laughing about the fact that they had taken advantage of the anger of the GOP voters and the Tea Party. Says, hey, you got that anger, you got to use it. Knew it wasn't going to happen. Knew we weren't going to repeal Obamacare. Boehner said, you're never going to repeal it. And, of course, it was Boehner and Cantor who were the number one and number two. We did repeal Cantor, and we did repeal Boehner, and we will repeal Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell if we have to as well. We will get them out. This is going to happen. The vast majority of people in America want Obamacare gone. And if you won't get rid of it, we'll get rid of you. We'll have some GOP repeal. And we've got people like John McCain, who, as he's got brain cancer, is perfectly happy to burn down the House, burn down the Senate, burn down the GOP, burn down America for his moment in the spotlight. And I said on Friday, what it reminds me of is like the fourth act of some Wagnerian opera. You remember The Lord of the Rings, the fourth act, the Gotterdammerung? Well, it's called The Twilight of the Gods, and these guys self-immolate, and they burn down Valhalla. Well, that's what the GOP is doing right now. They think they're gods. They think they can decide for us what our health care is going to be. Well, they're not going to. They're not going to. They can burn themselves down. That's fine, but we're not going to keep supporting them. So we're at the point now where Donald Trump has tried to get them to fulfill their promises to the American people, and their cynicism is quite clearly on display. At this point now, since the Congress will not do anything about it, President Trump is justified to, with the stroke of a pen, keep the promise that the GOP would not keep and get rid of these fake subsidies. Fake because they're funded on theft. And that's precisely what needs to happen. It's going to be a war. Bring it on. Let's take on the establishment. And I think, quite frankly, at this point, we see what's happening. Donald Trump has been fed up with what's going on with both the leakers and his staff and with the people on Capitol Hill, his own party, the GOP. And he's not part of them. That's why we voted for Donald Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking about the story that InfoWars broke not 3 days before it happened, as we did with Roger Stone in the White House. That was a big break, and we were the first ones there. We broke this story, and we've been the only ones covering. Dr. Jerome Corsi broke the story that Donald Trump has been cryptically tweeting about. We said we're going to end the bailouts of the insurance companies and the members of Congress. And as I pointed out to you in the last segment, what he's talking about is the money stolen from Fannie and Freddie that began with the TARP bailouts. They returned to profitability. The House would not fund the subsidies for Obamacare. So Obama just stole the money. The House Republicans took him to court because the money has to be appropriated by Congress. You can't just steal money from wherever you can grab it, which is what Obama did. And the court agreed. They said, no, the Constitution says that the House needs to appropriate the money. They didn't, so you don't have a legal right to do these low-income subsidies. Then Obama appealed, and that appeal is still going. And the president has the ability with an executive order to stop the Justice Department appealing that decision from the lower court. And that decision, and I would add, the Constitution would then stand and Obamacare would end. Because Obamacare is based on a lot of subversions of the Constitution. The whole idea that the government can mandate us to buy a product from a private company. The idea that government can run health care from Washington, can tell us what levels of insurance we have, and subsidizing the countries, the companies that way is absolutely absurd. And, of course, we had Kellyanne Conway on CNN asked a clarifying question about this. But, of course, the mainstream media is not going to talk about the how and the why of what this is all about. They said, she said he's going to make this decision this week. It's a decision that only he can make. And Secretary Price, when he was on NBC's Face the Nation, says, what I can tell you is that the court has made a decision that those payments were made illegally. That's what Dr. Corsi's been talking about. That's working its way through the court system. He said, our job is to follow the law of the land, not to subvert it as Obama did. You know, just like the Paris Agreement, climate agreement. Obama said, I can't get the Congress to do it. I can't get the Senate to ratify the treaty. So I'll self-ratify it. Well, Donald Trump just came in and unratified his ratification because it was nothing but an executive order. It had no authority. It wasn't a treaty. And the same thing is true of Obamacare. So that's something that we need to watch. I just want to remind you before I get back to the news and move on to what's going on with crony capitalism and the corrupt Clintons. We've got another story here that is something that's going to break with Terry McAuliffe. That's been going for a long time, but it's starting to come back on him, just like the Awan Brothers story is coming back on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is the getting close to the end. We had our July specials that begin 4th of July. We have extended them through the month of the July, and that is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, and that will be ending here with the end of July, and that's today. We're at July 31st. I don't think this is going to be extended. We have discounts up to 60%. At the store on some of our most popular products like Silver Bullet, that is over 60% off. We also have new whey protein for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, free shipping store-wide. So take advantage of this. This is not going to last. I don't think it's going to last past today. It was going through the end of July. This is our biggest sale we've ever had. Massive discounts on a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. Last week, we broke the news that the UK has joined France in surrendering to the New World Order and saying we're going to ban cars. Because, quite frankly, if you ban internal combustion engines, you are banning cars. And it's a UN agenda. It was Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. Then they said, well, we got UN Agenda 2030. So they made it a little bit, put a finer point on it. So we're going to have 2030, where we're going to get our ability to control your lives by controlling your energy, but also by controlling your mobility. That is very key. We have to understand this is a full-on political and economic and social war on our cultures, on our societies. It was the UN that said we're going to bring massive numbers of people in here, and of course we're going to do it so that we can save Social Security for you. No, that's not why they're doing it. That's not why they're doing it. They're trying to reduce the West to the status of a third world country. So they can have their way with us, just as these globalist elite have had their way with their colonial period, with their neo-colonial period. Now they're going to bring their colonialism to the West by turning Western nations into third world countries. And so that's what the massive movement of the population is about. That's what the climate change agreement is about. That's what the banning of diesel and gasoline engines is about in France and the UK. Now they're talking about doing that in 2040. So they've been delayed a little bit, but they're still on target. So we're going to talk about how this is coming to America. And at the center of this
and a great example of the corruption and the crony capitalism is current Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a guy who is former head of the DNC, just like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, always with the Clintons, always her campaign manager, and always corrupt. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the last segment, I was talking about the move in Europe to ban all internal combustion engines. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't really care so much about the power source for the cars. I care about being able to control my car, having the freedom and the independence to go where I want and to do it anonymously. You know, kind of like having cash. They want to create a cashless society because they want to know everything that you're doing. And they want to control all of your money. And they want to have a driverless society because they want to be able to know everywhere that you're going and control it. And, of course, make a lot more money. It's always about the money. Don't ever forget to follow the money. And so when we look at this move by Britain to say, and it's a few years off, 2040, they've had to slip their agenda 2030 from the United Nations. They've had to slip that a little bit because Donald Trump has kind of put a monkey wrench in all of this.
But that's truly what's behind the war on diesels, quite frankly. When I first came here at InfoWars, we were working on a story in North Carolina where I left. They had the EPA hooking people up to diesel tailpipes, trying to increase the regulations. We had then director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, did a little show with Congressman Ed Markey, who's now a senator from Massachusetts. And the two of them, he was feeding her lines, and he actually read one of her lines, and they had to pull it back. He says, well, more people are dying, aren't they, of diesel fine particulate matter than are from cancer, aren't they? Oh, yes, it's very, very dangerous. And at the time, her EPA, at the time she was saying that, her EPA in North Carolina had a study going on at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And they were hooking people up to diesel tailpipes and feeding them more than 70 times what the EPA said was the maximum limit you should have of fine particulate matter. Can you believe that? You should believe that. The group I was working with went to court to try to stop this. We said, this is human experimentation. You advertise for people who had respiratory and heart issues so that you could create a case for increasing your regulation on something that is already highly regulated. And you are exposing them to what you say are life-threatening issues. You've just said more people are dying of this than of cancer. And you are exposing these people to 70 times what you said is a safe level. And we couldn't get the government to stop it. They wouldn't stop it. They wouldn't put an injunction on this. Doesn't that tell you something? Tells you something about the agenda, doesn't it? And so as they're talking about this, we had a skeptic on Daily Mail say, how on earth are we going to power 9 million electric cars? And he talks about how he considered it because it was being heavily subsidized for the buyer in the UK if they would buy an electric car. And see, that's the issue, the heavy subsidization for both the people who buy it and the people who sell it. Where's that subsidization coming from? It's coming from you, the taxpayer. They want this to happen, and they want it to happen in the worst way. See, the electric batteries, with their limited range, their limited lifetime, and their greater expense, suits their purpose very well because it doesn't make it very economical for you to own it. So you're going to have to rent it, and you're going to rent it by the mile. You're not even going to have a lease. They make a lot more money off of leases than they do selling cars, and they're going to make a lot more money being taxi companies than they are being automobile manufacturing companies. That's why Ford got rid of a CEO who would put them in a very profitable situation. They got rid of him because they wanted to focus more on being a mobility company, renting the stuff, becoming an Uber or a Lyft. So they want to vertically integrate that, but they want to take away what you have. And this is what Agenda 21 is about. It's about keeping you confined in the cities. It's about turning you into a renter, into a serf, into a slave, because you won't own anything. You won't own your little 200-square-foot apartment in the cities that they lock you in. You will rent it from them. You won't own your automobile. You'll rent it by the mile from them. And guess what? You're not going to be able to afford to go very far. And once they start renting it to you, once they have a monopoly or a duopoly or three companies that are doing this, what do you think is going to happen to the price? You already know what happens with Uber when they get into pricing conditions, peak pricing conditions. You can see that goes sky high. This is a partnership between the government and these crony capitalists. And so then we have... As the guy points out, you know, how are we going to charge all these cars? Well, that's not even the issue. The real issue is, how are you going to provide the electricity? It's not even the charging stations. So where's the electricity going to come from? You know, electricity is going to be coming. These are, what we need to point out is that these electric cars are actually coal and oil driven cars. They may not be driven by gasoline or by diesel, but they will be driven by coal. Because it's the coal plants that will provide the electricity. There's no way that you're going to have anywhere near this time frame that you're going to have renewable energy sources like solar or like wind power that are going to work. They're too variable. You have to have a perfectly solid state power supply on the grid. Now, they can work in a decentralized situation, and I support that. I support people getting off the grid. I support people getting solar power and getting off of the grid and powering their own house with batteries. But you can't, and they don't have a solution for storing the energy from solar and from wind to make it usable on the grid. They simply don't. That's why some of the car companies are starting to look at hydrogen and other sources. That's fine. That's a separate issue from who is going to control it. But the electric really does fit into the control grid that the corporations, a few corporations who are connected, and the government want for you. It's all this gee whiz technology. So we've got a news story that came out this weekend. Shell CEO, as Drudge put this out, says his next car will be electric. Says his car will be electric. Well, you know, he's going to be buying an electric car in September, and they said, this is BGR, electric vehicles are most certainly the future of the automotive industry, and you need only look at the outlawing of gas-powered vehicles for proof of that. See, they're going to make it happen by fiat, just like they did Obamacare. The outlawing. It's not something where the technology is ready or the demand is there. 99% of the people in France choose not to buy electric cars, even at their heavily subsidized prices. So it's going to be mandated. It's going to be done by law, which is what Britain is doing as well. But they say, if you need any more proof of this, look at the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell, Ben van Beurden. Beurden, I guess. It is a burden that he's going to be putting on. So he's got some news for you. He's going to buy an electric vehicle in September. And guess what? I've got news for you, too. It's going to be powered by his oil, because that's what's going to be running the power plants that are supplying the electricity. Again, one of the individuals I used to work with, his name is Schneer, Dr. Schneer. He worked for the EPA for 30 years. He's a scientist and a lawyer. And he would go to these seminars and he would ask people, well, you know, what do you think is the your favorite power supply? What do you think we ought to be focusing on? And he says, it's amazing how many people would raise their hand and say, well, my preferred power supply is electricity. And he'd try to explain to them, you do realize that electricity is the end product. It is not the power supply source. It's going to be generated by biomass or by wind or by solar or by gas or by coal or by oil. And that's what's going to be powering his electric car. But let's take a look at the crony capitalism involved here and the political corruption and the Clintons, because here they are at the center of this again. We had a story that broke last week about a car, one of these quote-unquote self-driving cars. No, it's not a self-driving car. It is a, I have a self-driving car, a car that I drive myself. That's what automobile means, self-mobility. They're going to take that away from us. No, we're going to have remote control, battery-operated, shiny boxes that we drive around. That's what they want to put on us because that's where they're going to make their money. That's where the government is going to get their control. And so they got a car that was a Lexus hybrid, and it did a 5,300, or if you depends on whether you want the headline or the body, they've got a differential here. One of them says 4,300, the other says 5,300. But it went from Washington, D.C. to Seattle and then back to Richmond. And there to meet it was Governor Terry McAuliffe, who said the autonomous technology is coming and we want to be the leader. Well, he is the leader. He is the leader. Let's take a look at this car company that he got involved in about 5 years ago, which is now blowing up again. There he is. There he is leading the way in his little green tech car. That seems to combine the worst of these little electric cars and a smart car all in one, but it also throws in a big hunk of crony capitalism. Would you buy a car from this man? Newsflash. If you're a taxpayer, you already have, okay? You bought into this big time. And, of course, Judicial Watch is pointing out that the media is completely ignoring the scandal of Terry McAuliffe, the governor, the guy who used to be head of the DNC once upon a time before Debbie Wasserman Schultz, also a Clinton crony, became head of the DNC. He was a guy who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager in 2008. He is connected to the Clintons, and the Clintons are connected to this fraudulent company that is now out of business, GreenTech. As I point out, Judicial Watch, I said most mainstream news outlets have ignored this story altogether. And they keep Terry McAuliffe's name out. They only put it in there minimally if they put it in at all. They say one of the major D.C. newspapers had a very lengthy story about what's going on as this sad saga is starting to unravel. And they put this in the very last sentence. They mentioned Terry McAuliffe. They said among former insiders is Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. He resigned as the firm's chair in December 2012 and said that he had divested his interest. So there you go. He doesn't have anything to do with this. He got out of it years ago. Not really. Let's talk about what really happened. As they point out in Judicial Watch, McAuliffe brokered the deal in which the company got millions in public funds, promising to invest $60 million locally and that they would create hundreds of full-time jobs, great-paying jobs, they told everybody. That never happened. Instead, taxpayers got fleeced. Now the Mississippi State Auditor, Stacy Pickering, is ordering that the money be repaid with interest and with investigative costs. The exact figure is $6.3 million. Now, when GreenTech went bankrupt, it was the fourth largest bankruptcy in history. Terry McAuliffe said, I only did it for political work. You know, I really didn't know anything that was going on there. I know nothing. Okay. But by the way, the company's founder donated $1 million to Bill Clinton's presidential library. Bing. First connection to the Clintons besides the association with Terry McAuliffe. In 2013, Judicial Watch put Terry McAuliffe on their most corrupt politicians list. And while they kept his name out of this, there has been this escalating movement here with Terry McAuliffe. I want to tell you, they say, well, he's been out of it since 2012. Let's take a look at a Free Beacon article going back to 2013, because now as the state of Mississippi is trying to pull this back and do an investigation, I think this is going to be investigated. This is one of the things that Attorney General Sessions needs to take a look at. Some of the crimes that are connected to the Clinton crime family, the crony capitalism that's there. Going back to a story 4 years ago, back in August of 2013, five things you need to know about GreenTech Automotive, Terry McAuliffe's company that failed to live up to its promises. Number one, they fell short on job promises multiple times. First, he was going to do this in Virginia. In 2009, he was telling Virginians that he was going to bring in 1,500 jobs to the state. But he didn't tell them that actually, well, no, we decided we're going to do that in Mississippi. He made some promises to them because he could get more money from them, but he didn't create any jobs. He projected that GreenTech would churn out 10,000 cars in its first year and employ thousands. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. And at the center of all of this, guess what, is a visa program. Now, this is not a visa program for tech people. This is not an H-2B visa program for service workers who come in like they did at Disney World to take American jobs. No, this is a visa program, a EB-5 visa program that allows foreign nationals to get a visa if they invest $500,000 to $1 million in a project or business that provides U.S. jobs. So in order to make this happen, GreenTech, Terry McAuliffe's company, partnered with Gulf Coast Funds Management. Now, that company had working with them Anthony Rodham, a close friend of Terry McAuliffe, who also happens to be the brother of Hillary Clinton. Anthony Rodham ran the company that's offering visas to foreigners if they invest $1 million in Hillary Clinton's brother's company. The whole thing was a scam, but they collected $45.5 million from foreign investors. Another thing you need to know about them, they were being investigated back in 2013. They said, well, he left way back in December 2012. Immediately, they were being investigated, even under the Obama administration, by the SEC back in 2013. They were looking at that's the Securities and Exchange Commission. And they say, even though he quietly resigned in December 2012, they were being investigated at that time. And then the last thing is, this is all being done with a company that's based in the British Virgin Islands, so they can avoid detection, so they can avoid taxes. That's the corruption that you'll see everywhere where you see the Clintons or you see these green electric car company subsidies. This is called, like, Solyndra. This is another one of these scams that needs to be investigated. Real quickly, I want to play for you a clip that came out of a congressional hearing. This is something that Trey Gowdy and Congressman Connolly asked some very interesting questions from the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Let's play what Trey Gowdy said first. Here's Trey.
Director Baum, in case my mom is watching, I want to be really clear. I'm not advocating for the legalization of marijuana.
But I am.
Very, very clear about that. However,
Pause that just a second. You know what? I'm advocating for the legalization of marijuana, and my mama would be proud of me. She would not be proud if she saw me using marijuana, and I don't use marijuana. I advocate for the legalization because it is destroying our society. It's not helping anybody to get off of drug addiction, and the entire thing is a UN agenda, as we're going to expose here in just a moment. But we need to understand how this is destroying our country, and I'm going to talk about how it's not only destroyed our rule of law, but now it is going into a new area. Now it is destroying our right to get bail. Our right to get bail is now on the line. But let's hear what he has to say about the drug schedules. Go on.
Now, why is it Schedule 1? It's certainly not treated as a inherently dangerous substance for which there is no medicinal value. It takes a tractor trailer full of marijuana to even trigger a mandatory minimum under our drug laws. So is there any appetite for researching whether or not it should remain a Schedule 1 drug?
Congressman, the administration doesn't have a position on that, but I'm happy to dialogue with your office. And let me just briefly say that we strongly support research on medical use of marijuana.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. We have half of the states have authorized medical marijuana. When they authorize medical marijuana, it should be taken out of a Schedule 1 drug because that says there's absolutely no medical use for it. We know that is a lie. Even in Texas, they authorize it for one condition, even though we don't have medical marijuana. Where did those schedules come from? They didn't come from the U.S. government. They came from the United Nations 10 years before Richard Nixon created the war on drugs and used those schedules. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to this testimony from Trey Gowdy. He did a great job asking the drug lords, the Office of National Drug Control Policy, asking them, what is the basis for having marijuana scheduled as a Schedule I drug, saying that it is more dangerous than cocaine or meth. Pot has never killed anybody, and it has medical uses, so it doesn't belong in Schedule I. But who put it there? It was the United Nations that put it there. They created the schedules. They put the drugs in the schedules. In 1961, Richard Nixon declared his war on drugs in 1971. 10 years later, we used the template of the United Nations, just as we do with Agenda 21, just as we are with this climate change stuff. It's all coming from the United Nations. They're the ones telling our Washington politicians what to do. That needs to stop. It is a war on our freedom. It is a war on the rule of law. And it needs to stop. We're going to tell you more about that real quickly before we get back to the news. Just want to remind you that this sale that we've had at InfoWars, it began on July 4th. Our independence sale, we extended that through the month of July, and today is July 31st. It will be ending today. That's free shipping store-wide. Take advantage of this. We also have discounts, massive discounts, on some of our most popular products, things like Silver Bullet, 66% off. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze filter. That's the air filter for you. That's 25% off. That is a big discount off of a high-ticket item. And you can see many other products there that are some of our most popular products, as well as some of our newest products, like all-new True Whey Protein, 25% off retail. That's the introductory pricing, and you can get that, again, free shipping. We also have an Ultimate Protein Pack, 25% off. That includes Caveman and True Whey Protein. We have a new flavor of Caveman as well that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look at the store site. Take advantage of free shipping while it lasts, and that's just today. Today is July 31st. That sale will be ending. Okay, let's go back to, I've got another clip here from one of the other congressmen asking the Office of National Drug Control Policy, what is going on? This is insanity. This guy is very animated. Congressman Connolly, here's that clip.
The point being made here in some ways, Mr. Baum, is if you, not you personally, if the government, federal government, on this subject, marijuana and how dangerous it is, has no credibility because of the lack of serious empirical work, it threatens our whole drug policy's credibility. And you're seeing this happen on marijuana in the states. They're making decisions. Ms. Norton talked about 8 states, but there are over 25 states that have in some fashion, including my home state of Virginia, liberalized their laws for medical reasons all the way to recreational reasons.
Okay, let's hold it right there. What he's saying is we're losing credibility with people because they understand that the war on drugs is based on a lie, and the best example of that is marijuana. There's other examples, but it is destroying our legal system, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and it is having no effect whatsoever for people's health. It is not a law enforcement issue. It is a medical issue. It's a psychological issue. It is a spiritual issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. And it is not a constitutional issue. We had a constitutional amendment to have alcohol prohibition. Where is that constitutional amendment? Meanwhile, we've got an attorney general who wants to overthrow now the 10th Amendment and say the states cannot legalize this, that the federal government is going to overthrow that. After overthrowing the 4th Amendment, our right against illegal searches, our 5th and 6th Amendment, our due process in court, we have an individual that I talked to, and I'm going to cover this tonight on the nightly news. It's now affecting our ability to even get bail, let alone a trial. And I'm going to tell you tonight on the nightly news a story about a family. The couple was retired CIA employees. They got busted for a hydroponic tomato garden in their house, and you will not believe how it destroyed their lives. If it can happen to them, it will happen to you. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware.